Financial problems. Elder law. Criminal law. Tax problems. Business matters. Divorce. Personal injury. Bankruptcy. Your life. Your reality. Life is complicated. There is the law, and there is reality. Welcome to Law and Reality, sponsored by Thav Gross. Now, here's your host, Ken Gross.
Welcome to this segment of Law and Reality. Today's topic is TTT, Tax Time, Tax Problems, and Tax Solutions, featuring Jeff Linden, tax guru.
Good morning, Ken.
Pat Samasco, tax questionnaire.
Yes.
Brian Small, bankruptcy tax guru, questioner, and all-around
good
fair
guy.
Good guy.
Good guy.
How do you like that? That was for you.
I'm still stuck on the TTT and how you got, but I get it, tax time, tax problems, and tax solutions. So
yeah, the very first word.
Before we start, how's your mom and dad? How's your mother and father-in-law?
It's going along. The process is moving along. Last time we talked, father-in-law was like, we thought, on the brink. Mother, and so we were trying to decide who do you medicate planning for, and the concern was, well, what if mother-in-law overlaps father-in-law? Now she's taken over. She's two lengths ahead of father-in-law on the road to the end, and we don't know how it's going to play out.
You just never know. You got to be able to plan.
It does not make for easy times.
You know, if like with doing tax, if you knew exactly this, you know how to plan for it. But when you're getting older, you just don't know who's going to be this way or that way, and the wind blows funny. They go this way. And then
I give the analogy of lengths ahead, like a horse race. Have you guys ever seen the movie Secretariat?
Oh yeah.
Yes. What a great movie. I just watched it like last month for the first time. I actually watched it three times since then because I just love it. You're gonna see one, the
wait,
last
he's off of A Few Good Men.
Remind him now.
He won.
So thank you.
What's the third length? The third length of the Triple Crown.
Preakness,
Belmont,
Derby, and
I think Belmont. I think the Belmont's the last one.
Yeah,
I thought the Belmont was the second.
Then it's Preakness.
No, I think the Belmont is the third. He won the Belmont by 30 lengths. That's amazing. Anyway, great horse. Okay, tax time. When's the tax filing deadline, Jeff?
April 15th, Ken.
And what happens?
Wait, it's really April 15th this year?
It really is.
For once. I mean, it's funny. Sometimes it's April 17th.
Which is odd because it's a leap year, too, so that threw it off to get back. It's a strange thing. Cosmic dissonance.
So if it's a leap year, Jeff,
yes, sir.
Do you have to pick up extra income because there's an extra day this year?
If it's a work day, then yes. If it's
if
not,
you collect
then maybe
extra
not.
Income.
If you got extra income, you pick up extra income.
Well, if you just made in the course of the entire year 365 days, you made $100,000. Or if you made $100,366 days, do you pay the same tax, or do you get an extra tax for that one day?
For you, you'll get an extra tax. For the rest of us, it's the same tax.
Because your income is your income.
Yes.
Okay. So we've covered the leap year problem. What if you're not ready to file
your
return?
What if you're born on a leap year day? What if you were born? How old are you?
My birthday happens to be February 29th. That's why you guys always compliment me on the fact that I look so young. I'm actually 17 years old.
So that means you don't have to take your required
a lot of our
distribution
discussion.
When you're 73, because you're really only 12.
I'm 17 now, and when I'm 73, I'll have to be 200 and whatever, 4
go.
Times 73.
So you can't run for president for like another 80 years.
Yeah, think of how I'll remember names then. But no, my birthday is not February 29th. So yes, I can run for president.
Okay.
The problem is nobody would. Would you vote for me?
Of course. Over the current choices that we have?
Thanks.
Either side?
That's a hell of a compliment. Hey. Pat, no. Pat's not even, no. Pat's thinking.
It's been, I'm scared this time around. I really am. I have, usually I can go to bed and not worry about this stuff, but the politics. We've had so many people come in to cut out a family member because of their political views. They're disinheriting a kid. They can't get
together.
Does that
mean one way or the other? Is it going both ways?
It's just they're either too conservative or not conservative enough. My kid is either too much this way or not enough that way.
And
I don't even care which way. It doesn't matter.
Up until now, how often did you ever see that?
The good old days, you cut out a kid because he's a heroin addict. He's an... You cut out a kid for a reason. Now it's because of politics? What the?
I think that's an interesting statement.
It's horrible.
Of current events.
It is absolutely. You can't go to Thanksgiving dinner together. You can't get in the same room together. You can't have a normal conversation without it blowing up into some major.
Why is that? Why are we here?
It's what Warren said before. It's all or nothing. You're either right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. Even in court, 50% of the people are always wrong, right? Someone's got to win, someone's got to... Politics has got to be a little bit this way and a little bit that way, and it brings everybody to the center.
And remember, if you go back to...
Why do we have it the way it is now?
Go back to the 80s, right? Even though there was conservative and liberal, it was much more centrist, right? Now everything is so extreme that...
There was also a difference in terms of everybody had a baseline of information. Back when news was news, facts were objective, things that happened, there was a central line and you could choose where you were on it. Now everybody's hearing what's going on in the world that's slanted to their own extreme point of view.
So they hear what they want.
So they hear what they want to hear. There's no objective center to measure yourself with. And so everybody's, no, I'm right because I'm way over here and they told me that this is right.
I read it online.
Right. And so there's no objective middle to meter anybody anymore.
I agree with that problem. What I don't understand about it is I understand how the young people can be sucked into that because they don't know any better. But people that have been around that are my age and your age when the world was different, why are they being sucked into that? Because by choice, they want to believe what they want to believe, and if they're given the information, then that reinforces it so they can then stop thinking. Let's take a break. Talk about it.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Av Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Pat was recommended by a friend who insisted that we really needed a trust. And he said, I know somebody who will do a good job for you.
At Samasco Law, we deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
We had excellent service from Samasco Law. Any questions we had were addressed. Our estate is in order, and it had been set up so well that nothing needed to be done. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Av Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Av Gross today, 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress.
Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Favgro specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
All right, so we're back. So why are we here? Why is this situation so... Why are people disinheriting each other over political beliefs? Why is it different now than it was? And when did it change? If you ask me, it changed in 2016. When Trump became president, all of a sudden... A license was sent out to every American to be unreasonable. On both sides.
I agree with that. I'm looking at when politicians lie to maintain their position.
Well, that's nothing new.
Well, it is. It's more important to have the position, and I'm willing to lie and say whatever I want.
Getting reelected is the only thing.
Yeah, the reelection is more important than the rest. And that
violating
you're not an issue person. It's right or left. It's what's the issue, what's right, and what's wrong. There is no what's right or wrong. It's all this or all that. And that's what
I totally agree. I can't understand a politician who, if you want to be a politician, and I've had those aspirations at times, it would be to implement change and make things better. It would never be about just getting reelected.
Yeah.
Because getting if you compromise
when you have to get reelected every 2 years for the House of Representatives.
I recognize the problem.
Yeah. You're running the second you get elected.
Well, that's a whole different issue. Why even be a congressperson when you get reelected, you have to run for reelection every 2 years. Every day you're running for reelection and you don't make enough money to support a home in your state and an apartment in Washington. You have to sleep on the couch. These Congress people don't have big net worth. The average net worth is relatively low among the congressmen, the congresspersons. It's all crazy. But to compromise, if you compromise your values as a politician, then your entire job has no meaning.
Yeah. That's
if you don't stick to your values,
you're right.
Then you can't be a lawyer without having a core respect for the Constitution and for the system.
Right.
I don't understand.
There's hell a lot of them out there that are working for a lot of those politicians. They're willing to sell their soul just to be part of that process. And it's horrible.
Yeah, it's
horrible.
I mean, how do we get out of it?
You have to... The people have to take it back. So it's the right and the left, and I love that idea, the moving forward party. I'm not left, I'm not right, I could care less, I want to move forward. Whatever it takes to move forward. And I don't know.
I mean, I see it that way myself. I've always been either a conservative Democrat or a moderate Republican. Yeah. I've always chosen the president particularly based upon character,
right,
as the number one concern, and the direction and leadership of the country. I only see a solution to this problem if a leader emerges, which we don't have now. We don't have a choice now. A leader that a JFK comes on who can talk to people and get them to listen and realize what we have in the United States and a democracy is a valuable, cherished asset.
Yeah.
And you can't just throw it away based upon somebody feeding you information that you want to hear. And I don't know how we're going to get out of it. I desperately hope we do. But to me, the reality is we are in a dangerous mode that we've never been in before that could spin out of control.
Yeah.
And it's frightening.
Yeah.
And it's like people say to me, Trump's not going to matter to me if he's president. It's not going to matter to me. He's not going to put me out of business. He's not going to make me wealthier. It's not going to mean anything to me because I only got 20 more years. Okay. But what about your grandchildren? What about our system? And let's talk taxes. You haven't said a word about taxes, Jeff.
I know. I feel bad.
So the only thing we know about taxes is we got to file by April
15th. Yeah.
Okay. What if you're not ready to file?
Then you file an extension before April 15th, and you'll have till October 15th.
All right. What if you don't have the money to pay your taxes?
Then you file anyway, and you work out a deal to make a payment plan or whatever. If you don't file, you create much more problems for yourself. First, it's a crime. Second, you're going to be subject to massive penalties. It just grows. And interest. Interest now is 7%, probably going to raise more. And you get interest on the tax you owe and haven't paid, plus interest on the penalties that accrue. It snowballs faster than most people realize.
Does IRS pay you interest if you overpay and you're getting your refund?
Sometimes they give you a little interest if they delay giving you your refund, but most of the time not. Yeah.
The state, I had a refund coming from the state of Michigan that was took a long time, and it was, and I did get interest on it. But then I had the following year a refund coming, and it didn't come, and I finally waited, and I called the state, and it turned out they issued the check, but it got lost, so they had to reissue another check. So I didn't ultimately get my money until 7 months later. No interest.
Because they issued the check on time.
Fault, right.
Yeah.
Because it's not their fault in their mind.
It's not their fault that they didn't mail the check.
No.
Right.
That interest, it got diverted to the Trump legal fee fund.
Yeah. I don't know. It came from Michigan. It probably went to Biden if it came from Michigan.
It got absorbed in the increase in postage.
How would you feel if you were donating to a political campaign and you found out that the money you're donating is to go to pay for legal fees for the candidate who's fighting 75,000 legal battles?
The guy,
would it bother you?
The money,
extremely.
Is the person that's getting the money would never give you a nickel back ever. Yeah, it would really, really, really bum me out. Horrible.
Is that deductible?
Donating to political parties? I don't believe
it's not
it is.
A political party.
It doesn't even matter anymore because 95% of everybody doesn't itemize anymore.
Right.
Because of the changes in the tax law.
Yeah.
Which you have to have, if you have a really big mortgage, you can still be in a particular situation.
If you itemize.
Because your itemization has to exceed your standard deduction, right?
But you can designate a dollar of your taxes to the presidential fund.
There you go. And that's a great idea. Let's take a break and we'll figure out some taxes.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
Worth Av Gross, our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Fav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Fav Gross today, 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
Time for announcements. I want to announce we've opened, Thav Gross has opened a new office downriver in the Horizon Building on Eureka Road. So now we're in Flint, downriver, and also our home office in Bingham Farms. Remember, you can always come in for a free consultation. You can do it by Zoom conference, in the office, any way that works best for you. Just call 888-235-HELP or go to the website, thavgross.com, to sign up. Debt issues, tax issues, estate planning issues, business law issues, elder law issues with Pat or Kelsey, disability issues with Jeff Kirshner. Again, sign up at lawandreality.com or thavgross.com or just call 888-235-HELP. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see there's free reports. Resolving Tax Problems, The Real Solutions by Jeff Linden and myself. Bankruptcy, Is It Right for Me? By Brian Small. How to Save Your Home from Foreclosure. Business Formations, Loans and Grants for Small Businesses in Detroit and Michigan. And The Retiree's Guide to Social Security by Pat Samasco. I want to thank our sponsors, Thav Gross, Samasco Law, Kirshner Law. Now back to the show.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Thav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Thav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We were just spinning. We just didn't know what was going to happen next.
At Samasco Law, we deal with these issues every day, especially elder law. Pat went to work for Fran.
Patrick was there holding my hand, kept saying, "We'll get through this, we'll get through this."
He got her husband Medicaid and in a nursing home. Samasco Law got the success they deserved.
Samasco Law is definitely family to me. I really appreciate knowing all of you.
All right, so we're back. So, some taxes. Okay, so yep. For sure, you got to file. If you don't file, file an extension so you avoid these penalties. Now, let's say you filed your extension. You now owe $30,000 in taxes. What do you do? How do you handle that problem?
If you can't pay it with your return, you can immediately get into a payment plan and stretch out those payments in a way that you can make it. The worst thing is the ostrich defense, which is stick your head in the sand and maybe it'll go away. They may take
you
a long time.
You developed that defense. You. You're the one who's always talking about the ostrich.
Delay.
Is it your
delay.
Defense?
No, that doesn't make sense. You don't want to stick your head in the sand.
Oh, you talk about the defense. Yeah. It's not yours. You didn't come up with the ostrich defense.
No. I think that was probably...
The ostrich.
Before my time. Possibly when your time.
No, I think the ostrich came up with it. He's the guy who buries his head in the sand.
He does. And she.
I got a question.
Do both sexes bury their head in the sand?
I believe so, yes.
Who delays more, you think? Who's more of the procrastinator, the men or women?
You are not going to get me to
bite
that.
Men. Clearly the men.
Yes. I think so.
If we're not talking about ostriches, then men do.
I just want to know, when you have tax problems, whether they are you're an individual taxpayer that has a liability or you're a business person that has liabilities, doesn't really matter. There's solutions out there for
There's always a solution.
For everybody,
it's always better to take on the solution and find a plan. You will magnify the problem to the point that it will stress you more than you can imagine if you ignore it. There's always a solution, whether it be from the Fresh Start program and any of the plans that are available there.
Something coming into my head. The solution is
individual
to the individual? Is that what it is?
Oh. Yes, absolutely.
You own that one, don't
I do
you?
Own that.
And I did get it correct.
Yeah, the problem is individual to the individual. The solution is individual
individual. You can just imagine, though. It's really like we said about who stubs their head in the sand. If they're trying, they realize they're walking in the problem, and they're embarrassed that they're getting into the problem. So to try and cover up the problem, they start using their credit cards more,
right.
Get deeper into debt, and, not paying
and
this,
it snowballs.
Not paying
with
people,
everything.
No,
it happens with everything.
People have a psychological defense that if they don't address it and then they don't file the next year because they're afraid if they file, the IRS is going to know that they didn't file the year before, and then they're going to fine them, and it's going to get worse. Let me tell you, if you are a wage earner or you get 1099s. The IRS knows that you made this money. The IRS knows that you didn't file. What the IRS doesn't know is if you have legitimate deductions to reduce your tax liability, they don't know that. And if you wait long enough, the IRS is going to file their return for you. You're not going to get the benefit of those deductions. And if they file the return for you, if a solution to your problem might have been bankruptcy, for
it's
that
never
year,
dischargeable.
It's
right.
Exactly.
A substitute for return is never dischargeable in bankruptcy. Ever.
I think it's a fair statement to say that ignoring any problem is never the solution. And that applies particularly to the tax situation, just like what Pat just said, your financial problems. If you keep, right now you still have $30,000 of available credit, but you've now amassed $100,000 of credit card debt that's running you 25% to 30% in interest, you're in the credit card trap and you have no chance of getting out of it. So what do? Well, at least if once you've tapped out that last $30,000 of available credit, if that's what you're going to do, you then have to get rid of the credit card debt. If bankruptcy is your solution, you should probably get rid of the credit card debt before tapping out the last $30,000 because you don't want to run those credit cards up the week before you file a bankruptcy. But if you're doing debt resolution, that's another different scenario. But the bottom line here is once you're in the credit card trap, you're not getting out of it unless you get rid of the debt, win the lotto. So if you're going to put all your money into buying lottery tickets, that's probably a pretty bad gamble. And on taxes, if you can't sleep at night because you know you have that problem, solve it, and then you get to sleep at night. I think it's really bad if you can't sleep at night. Okay? I think
worrying
we all
about
work hard.
Worrying about it is always worse than the solution.
Yep.
Worrying about it is a day. Solution, you get it. And then you embrace your spouse, you embrace your family. Let's work together to get it fixed.
Right.
On that note, have a great week. We'll be back next week with Law and Reality.